So there's just a vast variety of different plants that you wouldn't normally see, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about the greenhouse.
Spring is nearing, but student greenhouse workers are with plants year-round. On today's 53rd episode on the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast, lover plants Eileen Mullett shares more of what it's like to work in the greenhouse and her favorite part, in addition to her thoughts of how this college experience has impacted her life.
I'm Eileen Mullett. I am majoring in soil science and have a minor in crop science. I'm graduating this spring, and I've been working for the greenhouse since last summer.
First off, what are some of your responsibilities at the greenhouse?
Well, there's lots of weeding. When we finish using a pot, we have to sterilize it so we can use it again, so that if there's any diseases that were in that pot prior to, you know, being reused, it won't transfer to the new plant. Of course, you want to sweep things up. We don't want to get too much dead matter around the greenhouse because there's issue with slugs, which will eat that and they can cause some issues. And then there's just not letting things fall on the floor and then picking them back up again because your feet are dirty and you're tracking all around the greenhouse and just trying to keep, you know, if there's an issue with mites in one greenhouse, you want to be careful when you're around there that you don't transfer it to a different area, and just sanitary concerns and lots of weeding. There's lots of weeding.
There's always something to do here, to say the least.
Yes. I mean, if you can't find something to do, you weed. And I have done cuttings. I've did some air layering. It's method for actually propagating a species where you take the bark, the xylem, off of it, and then the phloem will actually collect a lot of nutrients, and you just put some rooting hormone on there, and then hopefully, it depends which plants you have, but hopefully the plant will produce roots there, and then you can cut off the branch and root it into the soil, which is what air layering is.
What do you most enjoy when looking at the greenhouse and all the responsibilities you have?
I really like the diversity of plants. There are so many different cool plants. We have a Cavendish banana. We have a lemon tree that isn't actually a domestic lemon tree because it has spikes on it. Because if you plant a lemon seed, you'll get a tree that has thorns on it. But it does produce lemons, a lot of lemons. And there's a miniature, it's not actually for eating, but it's still an orange, and it smells like an orange. And there's a bird of paradise. We have sensitive fern. You know, you touch it and the leaves curl up on itself. So there's just a vast variety of different plants that you wouldn't normally see, and that's one of the things that I really enjoy about the greenhouse.
Would you credit some of your experience here today of where it's guided you into soils and sustainability?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always, I love to grow things. I would love to grow everything possible. So it definitely helped in that it helped widen my view as to what was available. One of the reasons I wanted to come was that, the first step of knowledge is knowing how much you don't know. And so one of the things I was concerned about was if I just went off and built my own farm, worked in this soil, that there'd be a whole lot of information that I didn't know that I didn't know. And so that is one thing that has really helped is, showing me what things I don't know that I need to know in order to do what I actually want to do.
She'll be graduating from the University of Wisconsin-River Falls this spring and looks forward to what she has learned with what she enjoys, and that she's not personally growing indoor plants to her future career. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host. Hope you have a great day.